My name is Francis Hura Hura. I actually come from a small village on the island of Bougainville, north of the capital city of Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. And my early childhood was actually living in a village where we more or less depended on the forest for our livelihood sustenance. So the Nature Conservancy has been working with these communities for the last 18 years, the communities and also in partnership with the government and other stakeholders to actually come up with models both on marine and forest. But those models to actually ensure that the resource is sustainably managed by the communities themselves, ensure that the management is actually linked to livelihoods. Because for us in the country, you know, we regard land as life, the forest and the seas as bank and supermarket.
So my name is Jack Hurd. I'm the Deputy Director for the Nature Conservancy's Asia-Pacific region. Well, the birds of paradise in Papua New Guinea depend on and live in the dense rainforests in the central part of the country and in areas near the coast. Now, the Nature Conservancy's work in Papua New Guinea has been largely focused on helping community groups and government agencies figure out a more balanced approach to land use management. Increasingly, we're going to see products that are coming out of Papua New Guinea and arriving through global trade routes on the shelves and stores here in the United States and elsewhere around the world. We can often look for the fair trade symbol or an organic symbol that will show you and give confidence to the consumer that those products were made in a way that sought to balance the ecological needs of the forests and the social needs of the communities that are involved in those practices.